said, we're proud you're hunting in here, and said, you go right on hunting every night. When you're in here, ain't nobody else in here.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I will. Next morning, I got studying about it. I caught my horse. I rode about 7 miles, went to the house. I told them, I said, now, boys, I told y'all I'd be back hunting, but I said, I won't hunt in there no more till y'all move that still. I said, y'all get caught, and you'll swear that I turned you in. Well, they said we wouldn't either. I said, well, I said, I ain't coming back. About a week or two, I seen one of them basically said, you go on hunting. Said, we moved that still. I never would snitch on nobody. My brother-in-law was deputy sheriff. I found a still. And I told him I was going back in there squirrel hunting. And he said, tell me when you go, will you kill anything or not? I said, well, I will. Then I hadn't walked a half mile. I run right up on a dang still. And they run off. I just wheeled and went the other way. And I seen him a day or two. He said, you killing a squirrel? I said, yeah. I said, I killed a squirrel. Well, I said, you go where you said you're going. I said, yeah, I went there. But I said, ain't no squirrels over there. I said, the squirrel back way back across the creek on the west side, way back there. And he said, I'm going over. And he went over by one evening, he drove in, that old lane, and he went down there and he squirrel hunted some. When he got ready to come out, he had 4 plats before he got to the highway. And they'd taken horseshoes, drove nails in them and laid them in the ruts, and he run over them and let his hair all out his daughter. But there he was sitting over our 4 flaps, and they thought maybe I might have told him, he was my brother-in-law, and while they get that still moved. I seen one of those boys one day, and I told him, I said, y'all done Davy Sheriff bad. He said, we afraid you might have told him it's your brother-in-law. I said, I didn't tell him nothing. I said, I sent him back there. I said, I know y'all had a still back there, and hell, he'd have walked right up on you. And I said, I sent him other way. I said, that wasn't none of my business. Oh, they laughed. Said, we let the air out of his door.
Old tires had them
horseshoes, and they drove nails through it and made it the ruts in the sand.
And the tires, they had an
inner tube.
Inner tube.
Yeah.
Them old tires. Yeah.
Back first cars come out here had hubs, iron hubs, wooden spokes, fit up in the rim. Kind of like a wagon.
Oh, man. Now, when you ride a horse, you hold on to the
saddle horn.
You hold it, don't you?
Reins.
Huh?
Reins.
Right.
Riding reins.
Yeah, and you put your feet in the
stirrups.
Yeah, you got, yeah. You got a little saddle?
I've got a good saddle.
Yeah. I'm sure, bet you do.
I got a pretty good saddle. Girls up here, they got a new one. And my granddaughter, she got one handmade saddle.
Wow.
She rides a lot.
Yeah. I'll be.
Yep. We. And I used to ride them bucking, too.
Did you ever get towed?
Yeah, I've been towed time or two. I'd get right up and get on them again. I had a mule right out here. Had never been rode. And one morning, gosh, in the wintertime, it was snowing and sleeting. I saddled him up and I got on him. It was cold. You talking about pitching, he done some bucking.